Vibrant lights. A room packed with sweaty partygoers. Alcohol all around. Loud music. Glitter. The show.
The one and only Miss Condom Bubble.
Everybody, welcome to the show. The rules of engagement are really quite simple.
This is Scarlett Bobo, one of Toronto's most prominent drag performers.
The use of flash photography is strictly mandatory. Do you think I look like this just so I can exist in your feeble...
This drag queen performs almost nightly in various clubs in the city's Church Street Village, dancing and lip-syncing to famous hits by artists such as Marilyn Monroe and Jessie J, while dressed up in the exaggerated caricature of a woman that drag entails. But there's more to Scarlett than just a persona. Behind all the glitter and costume is a man in his mid-20s named Matty Cameron.
You have to like brush them up so they're flat, and then you just dabble. Once your brows are like brushed up flat, you dabble it on, then you take something solid and just like kind of mush them down, like push them into your face.
So hard to get my eyes even sometimes.
This ritual of putting on makeup before a show all began around 8 years ago when Matty first started out as a drag performer.
I started in Ottawa. I did it as a Halloween costume. I thought it was really fun and I thought I really liked it, and it kind of just went from there. I had a few shows in Ottawa and then I moved to Toronto about 5 or 6 years ago now. I started working at a bar called Zelda's, and then I started working on the Village more often. Now I'm full-time and doing it every day, almost. It feels like it. The attention is really cool. Like, everyone is looking at you on stage, and everyone's, you know, oh my god, good job, oh my god, that's so fierce. At the same time, there's a big sisterhood to it, too. Now all my friends are my sisters and colleagues. Like, we're just so close with each other. The community is just really strong when it comes to drag and performing.
So, although Scarlett started out as a little bit of fun, she's now a full-time career for Matty and serves him as a creative outlet. But how did the Scarlett Bobo side of Matty emerge?
I'm part of Matteo Cassano's Icons. I also do Marilyn. If you like the cheaper, less expensive version of Marilyn, I am available, right?
Yes, that was a burp. And yes, that was indeed Scarlett dressed up as Marilyn Monroe, cracking a joke about being the cheap version of the starlet.
Scarlett kind of just came on. Like, the persona was there, it just didn't have a name yet. And then someone gave me my name, and I was like, yeah, that's her. Like, I was just like sitting on a toilet, and they were doing my makeup, and they were like running off comedy names. And then they were like, your last name has to be Bobo, because my drag mother's name is Bobo, and they passed it on to me. And then someone said Scarlett, and I went, wait, say that all in one. And they went, Scarlett Bobo, and I went, yeah, that one.
Aside from doing just classic dancing, lip-syncing, drag performing, Matty Cameron also has other methods of entertainment that he does as Scarlett.
I do aerial silks and I swallow fire. I was like, oh, you know what? Why don't I try it? Like, why don't I just go on a limb and sign up for circus school? Actually, I haven't done silks or fire as a boy. Always done it in drag. It's just hard to find a venue that can do that, right? Like, for silks, they need, like, a super tall venue. And then for fire, everyone goes, oh, no, she swallows fire. She's going to burn the place down. If you like very heavily auto-tuned music, then my album is the one. Started off with one song called Still Fucking Going by Alice in Chains and myself.
Shot taking, bottle breaking, skirt ripping, bitches tripping, shot taking, bottle breaking, drinks sipping, now we're slipping.
And then we were like, oh my god, this is hilarious, let's do a whole album. A year later, we did a whole album. Like, I always used to write when I was little. I went to school for writing, so it's just cool that I got to like write something, and like the lyrics are good, and I'd like to just like write stuff and not be the singer usually, because I'm not that good of a singer, unless I have a lot of autotune. Yeah, like, I've always wanted to make music. My mom's a really good singer. I was never like a really good singer, but I like to pretend I am. All the Drag Race girls, there's a show called RuPaul's Drag Race, and they've all got tons of music, and I was like, well, it looks like if I'm gonna get anywhere, like, I need something. I guess I just pulled inspiration from them. I hope it sets me aside from other people. The more tricks I have in my box, the bigger my resume is, the more shows I'm hoping to get.
But performing as a drag queen isn't always as glamorous as it seems when there are hurdles to overcome.
I kind of stopped drag when I moved to Toronto because in Ottawa, it was like, oh, Scarlett and Maddie are the same person, which obviously I am. But Maddie kind of got lost in the mix a little bit. So when I moved to Toronto, I was like, no, I'm not doing drag anymore. I felt like people just wanted to see me perform, which is good. Back then, I was so young, so everyone would call me Scarlett. I was kind of going through like a young life crisis, being like, but wait, like, what about Maddie? What about me? I realized moving to Toronto and doing this in Toronto and doing it on the higher platform and seeing so many other people, like I realized this is a part of me and it's not going to go away. Then I let it flow and then I felt I was able to do better things and express myself better once I merged me and Scarlett together. At first I was like, oh crap, like everyone's calling me Scarlett, even if I wasn't in drag. I was like, oh, this is so weird. And I guess I wasn't used to it. And I was like, why is everyone just calling me by my drag name? When I moved to Toronto and I realized and like this is a thing, and I was super young. Like I started drag when I was underage. I started when I was 17 so I can get into the bars before I was 19. So I was so young and naive, I didn't know any better. So I think I was still going through like becoming small adult, starting to mature and living on my own and stuff like that. So I think I wasn't okay with myself completely. And then I was trying to put it all in an outlet, and I felt like I put all of it in the outlet and then I didn't take any back. There wasn't a balance, but now that there's this sort of balance between my personal life, my drag life, but then when I kind of just separated the two and then realized that they're one and the same at the end of the day, I kind of got over it when I moved to Toronto. I used to be so embarrassed by it too. Like I would go on dates with guys and they'd be like, what do you do? And I'd be like, nothing, I'm a makeup artist. So I used to hide the fact that I did drag from everybody. A guy wanting to date a guy didn't want to date a guy who dresses up like a girl. That was kind of like what I used to get all the time. They're like, well, I'm gay, I want to date a guy, I don't want to date someone who dresses up like a girl. And I'm like, well, I don't dress up like a girl like every day. Like, I'm not living my life like that. It's just something I do. It's performance art. There's so many people in musical theater who have to play a drag queen role. You're not going to turn down a role on stage if you have to put on a wig and some heels. And so I think people just didn't understand it back then. Everybody has their like masculine and feminine sides. I have a boyfriend now, and he used to not be okay with it, like, years ago, and, like, now, like, we've gotten over that, and so I think that was a little bit of a struggle, and, you know, it was a little bit of a setback. Like, he just needed to realize my part of everything, and now that RuPaul's Drag Race is out, I feel like people kind of got to see the other side of the drag queen, and they got to see the man behind the queen, and I feel like that was really important. I've gotten cyberbullied, and I've gotten verbally bullied and everything. Like when I started becoming more popular in the village and in the drag scene, there was a certain person and a few others that are negative to a lot of people, and I would get constantly bombarded about how I wasn't good enough and how I shouldn't be performing and how I'm not talented. And it still happens to me, like now after like doing drag for 8 years and being in the city for almost 6. It's just funny how like they continue to go on, but I would get Facebook messages or text messages or email, like everything. Like they would hit me through every social media outlet, commenting on my photos on Facebook. It's just like something that you have to go through while you're going up the ladder. And I just focused and did what I wanted to do and stuck to what I was good at and stuck to the people that were awesome around me and pushed through.
Maddie's mother, Angel, helped him deal with the bullies and protects him from them too.
I think the bullying part affected us as a family a lot more when he was younger because he started out performing so young. I was really afraid for him when he was performing, and I would go to every show and we would take the bus home at like 3 o'clock in the morning, and like people would be like, oh, she's cute, whatever, and then they would see his Adam's apple. And then he'd get harassed and like, oh my God, it's a dude, blah, blah, blah. And they would start going after him. And there was a couple times that I had to like stand up for him and, you know, go and stand in front of these 6 feet tall guys and tell them to go F off or whatever. And it's, you know, I get all mama bear when people attack my son.
Through all these struggles, fortunately, this drag queen's got his family by his side, especially his younger sister, Christina, who looks up to her big brother.
Every like year my birthday, I'd be like, just wait until 19, I'm gonna come down, I'm gonna be at all your shows, front row center, cheering you on, and now here I am.
He has this huge atmosphere sparkle bubble on him when he performs. When he's on stage crying to a lot of the stuff he does, and then running up on stage and hugging him and crying together and having a crying moments for like an hour.
My mom and my sister and my dad and my brother, like, they always come to my shows whenever they can, and it's a lot of fun, and like, their support means a lot to me. Having them support me, there's nothing else more I can ask for.
Currently, you can catch Maddie Cameron as Scarlett Bobo performing in Toronto's drag scene along the Church Street Village.